Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more at 971talk.com. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh my goodness, we're heading into the weekend, which is a good feeling here. I cannot believe that the month of July is essentially over. That's shocking to me.
I know.
The good part about that is we're just 3 weeks away from Alexa going back to school. I cannot wait. I'd pay more in taxes. Here's my offer for St. Louis. I would pay more in taxes if you start school earlier. Just go year-round so I don't have to deal with the nonsense here at my house. I'm ready. I think, actually, you know what's funny? She's ready, too.
Oh, I bet.
She really is. Her friends are excited. So last night, Sue was nice enough to have a little soiree, if you will, at her new home in South County. It was awesome, except that when I was trying to get there, okay, so you asked me if I have GPS. I do.
Yes.
Leave the station.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
Were you using the car GPS or your phone?
No, I was using my phone because the car GPS has messed me up before. But it's taking me down 55, which, by the way, 55 looks beautiful finally heading out of the city.
How about that, Fred?
It only took a decade,
time.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it says exit Rivas Barracks. Well, I can't. There's a cop there. Something's happened. So I literally have to go all the way to Lindbergh.
Yeah.
And then I loop around. And
well, isn't your GPS adapting?
It was.
Okay.
It was adapting.
Just checking.
Like, but here's where we ran into trouble. Okay. I'm just going to tell you. So when we left last night, okay, I'm trying to go out the same way.
Yeah.
Right? My GPS tells me to turn left on Rivas Barracks to get on 55. Couldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
Blocked off.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I keep driving and I'm like, it's going to reroute me. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but I kept fearing that it was going to reroute me back to Rivas and 55. So I just kept going. I'm like, I got to get to Gravois. I knew that Gravois was going to come
up. That's true, it would.
But it took a while. So I get to Gravois, and then I finally get to 270. But, I mean, I was legit kind of turned around and lost for a while there because I didn't want it to circle me back to Rivas. Now, I don't know what Dave Klein did because he's basically driving exactly where I am.
You should have just waited for him and followed him.
I think I should have followed him. But anyway, it was very nice of you to have us over last night.
I was going to try to lead you to the highway.
Thank you,
but
Fred.
You went too fast for me.
But Fred, if you would have led me to the highway, you would have led me right there.
No.
Why?
No, I would have taken you down to Lindbergh.
Mark
That's
Reardon.
What I took.
Right. He was producing the entire night. Am I wrong, Ethan? He would have produced you home.
It's true.
That's true.
Listen. How would you have instinctively known to go to Lindbergh instead of Rivas when that's the obvious exit?
He knows.
Because of the construction.
Yeah. Right. You know, I have a confession to make with this.
Yeah, please. Yes. I hope it makes me look better because nothing else is making it look
good
this afternoon.
Maybe it will. I wasn't paying attention. I was being a distracted driver last night. And, you know, I'm not on the south side of the city very often.
You got lost too, didn't you?
I don't know if I would say I got lost because, like a normal person, I use my maps and always can figure out where to go.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
I did take 44 instead of 55. I took the wrong one. I just was like,
wait, that's, oh, wait, what happened,
that's worse than me. That's worse than me.
I was, well, doesn't it, isn't that the one where it splits off?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just, I didn't realize I had to get over another lane. I was like, just, I was just on my phone and I was like, oh, there it is.
So
I
where did it take you?
It just took me
Jefferson
the
and
next,
turn around.
The next, yep, that's yeah. basically
oh, and then you
it.
Turn around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I also, like, it added like 10 minutes. So I was
hey,
like,
way to know your geography. Way to know your geography, Ethan.
You feel
south.
Better now? So, does that make you feel
south
better now?
It does, actually. So I feel as stupid.
I stopped at Schnucks, shopped for 10 minutes.
And Fred was still the first.
I still
the exit and still beat okay. everyone to right. Suits.
Well, I just thank you, Sue, for having us over. Your house
oh,
is lovely.
Oh, my goodness, you're welcome.
The best thing about, there's a lot of great things about our house, but the lamps that you have these cool lamps,
yeah.
like retro, very unique. I yes. was very envious of the lamps, and you said that's Mike, right?
Yeah, Michael likes a good lamp. He's listen, got some
I love
really
lamp.
Good lamps.
The,
I
lamps,
love lamp.
The lamp yeah. game was very good. There was a lot of good parts about the tour, but if it, you're fooling yourself.
And by
if,
the way,
if the best part by far wasn't the toaster in the wall.
The toaster in the wall is cool.
It's a classic.
By the way, just for the record, and I got so crushed on this mustard on brat thing yeah. on Twitter. I mean, it's not it was running it's like running 100-1 against me.
Yeah, it kind of is. Wow.
So I just want people to know. I had brat last night.
Yes.
Had a brat and a half.
Yep.
No ketchup. I just had mustard.
And how was it?
It was fine, but I wanted ketchup.
Ugh.
But the ketchup that was on the table was generic ketchup.
Well, Fred
I don't eat
it.
Generic ketchup,
generic.
Fred.
I thought that was funny.
You don't eat generic ketchup. What kind do you eat?
Okay, listen.
And I'm not going to
Heinz.
Buy the most expensive ketchup
this is
for
Fred.
You to use on one brat.
Yeah, fair yeah. enough, fair
okay,
enough.
Okay, wait Tell a minute. Him, let's talk about it. We did the taste test. We found out that he doesn't like Heinz the best, yet he still buys it.
I don't want to talk about that. That's I taken the fifth like Anthony Fauci. All right, hey, I'm very excited because I've taken listeners on two awesome trips in the last 4 years. We went to Spain, Barcelona, and Madrid a few years ago. Went to Greece last year. Did this all with my friend Mike Kenny, who I've traveled with many, many times before, and Mike is on the line with us. Where are you? Are you in a foreign land or are you at home in Minnesota this afternoon?
Hey, Mark. I'm actually home in Minnesota. Not going anywhere for a bit yet. Just trying to enjoy the last bits of summer up here.
Well, when do your kids go back to school? Third week August or sooner than that?
Yeah, actually, the last week of August.
Okay.
They go back. So, yeah, I was listening to you and I think they're chomping at the bit more than me to get the kids out. So,
Well, Mike, I follow Mike on Facebook. We've been friends for a long time. We had a great trip to Italy maybe 12, 13 years ago. But I think it was like 4 years ago, and I saw you post some pictures of Croatia, and I was blown away. I couldn't believe how beautiful it was. And since then, I've seen not only your pictures, but other people who have traveled to Croatia. So, Mike, we're going to Croatia next year, aren't we?
We are. Finally, after, yeah, you've mentioned that years ago, and it's such a fabulous trip. And the dates set up for you are May 25th through June 5th, 2027.
For a minute there, I thought I was going to get the whole month off, but that's okay. May 25th through June 5th of next year, Best of Croatia with the Mark Reardon Show. It's a 12-day trip, right? But what's unique about this is, and we were on this Greece trip last year, and part of that was on the water with a ship, but this is literally a ship that just has 36 passengers, right?
Exactly. That's what this trip is so special. It's a combination. We spent a couple days in Zagreb, the capital of Croatia, then head down to the Plitvice Lakes, which is an absolutely stunning national park. And then we get on a ship for 7 days, and it's more of a yacht. There's only 18 cabins. It can only hold 36 people in total, and the ship is ours, which is going to be really, really lovely. So you feel like you're on the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous because you're taken really well taken care of. And the ports of call we visit and the ship itself are absolutely stunning.
Yeah, what is your, you know, because I'm going on just photographic evidence and videos that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
and I was just always kind of stunned by how beautiful some of the scenery was in Croatia. So how did you discover Croatia? When did you go there the first time? Because you've been several times, I think.
Yes, I have. It was probably about 7 years ago. In the off season, I tried to go and visit different areas throughout Europe and the world to look for new trips and always a new itinerary. And Croatia has always been there. on my list as well. And I went there and took this this cruise. I was with my family, just inspecting the hotels and the ships. And I was blown away and like, how have I never really truly heard of this place or seen some of these sites and haven't heard too much about it? We've heard of Rome and Venice and all these other places, but Croatia is always kind of a little bit more quiet. And once we went and saw these sites, it was unbelievable. And we've had several groups have taken this itinerary and they come back with rave reviews, and the reviews are on our website too. But people just keep coming back and they absolutely love this hidden gem.
So it's two nights in Zagreb, but then we're on the ship and we're seeing a lot of places. Give your best pitch here for this, Mike. Tell people why they want to come along with me, what they need to do. This is going to be a fun trip. I have no doubt we're going to sell it out relatively quickly, but let's get the hardcore pitch in here. Let's get some people interested.
Yeah, I think it's really the sites that we see with Zagreb, the Plitvice Lakes, and all the small little islands that we're going to visit on the Dalmatian coast. And the ship itself is part of the success of it too, because it's that small ship. It's got fantastic meals, breakfast every day, lunch included on it, several meals. And it's just the small ports of call that we visit. Even if you're a non-cruiser, you think, this isn't a cruise, this is an experience. And we go into small ports of call, so the big cruise ships can't go there. Only the small, locally owned, smaller yachts like the one that we're using are allowed into these ports of call. So if you want something that is a little bit different from in Europe, you want excellent weather, fabulous food, amazing villages and cities, this is really the trip for you. It all at a relaxed pace, which you'll really, really enjoy. Again, we have people coming back, taking the same trip again. They love it that much.
I believe it, because I'm so excited about this. So it's defineddestinations.com. You can find details there. I'm going to put something up on my Facebook, on my Instagram, and on the X, formerly Twitter, as well. We're going to start seeing if we can get people on board here. I know that my friend, the Fitzgeralds, you've been with them a couple of times traveling. I think they're interested for sure. So maybe we can get some of the folks that were with us in Greece and Spain, Mike. But hopefully we get this thing off and rolling, and I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. This has been on my list for a while. In fact, it was on my list before we went to Greece, but Greece just timed out perfectly, and you know that was an awesome trip. But this is really, to your point, I'm not a big cruise guy. I didn't think Greece was like that either, because it was a smaller ship, but this is even more intimate and more special. So it's really going to be, you know, Mike, you know this, we shared that ship in Greece with a bunch of people from France. Like, it was the French and then 30 Americans, and it was a little weird because the French were a little judgmental. But this is just going to be our group, right?
Yes, right. As long as we get it sold out, it's just going to be our group. So people from the St. Louis area, or if you have friends in different areas, that's fine too. But yes, it's going to be really quite a unique experience just with us enjoying that the ports of call. But you'll really, really enjoy it.
So if you want to find out more, go to defineddestinations.com. But for any of the listeners out there, if you want information, just email me. You can email me here at Odyssey. It's mark.reardon@odyssey.com. You can use my personal email. That's fine. It's real easy. It's marktalk@mac.com. You can use that to yell at me if you want to do that too. But my Apple, that's just an Apple ID. It's either marktalk@me or marktalk@mac. I can give you all the trip details, put you in touch with Mike. But I'm excited. So we're going to get this thing kicked off. We'll get you back here again soon to talk about it. I hope all is well. defineddestinations.com. And I will say this, and you know this, that one of the big things that I highlight here on this trip is you, Mike Kenny, because you are an amazing guide, which is why I wanted to travel with you again after that Italy trip so many years ago. And we have had a blast. And you really, Mike, you know this, you create friendships and bonds. I'm still in touch with some of the people from these trips. Larry might be listening right now. So I'm excited to meet some new people as well. So you take care, have a great weekend, and we'll be talking about the trip a lot here in the coming months.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, take care. Maybe just the coming weeks, because again, there's not a lot of openings here. defineddestinations.com. You had a question, Fred?
No, I don't have a question. I just want to say my son Noah has been to Croatia, and he said it was the most beautiful country he had seen.
I know. I've heard that. You should go. You and Marie should go. And so the whole show should go.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You guys, it is National Avocado Day. I love me an avocado,
so
Fred.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
Guacamole, unbeatable. But I like to put it in stuff. I've been doing this for lunch. I put it on like almost like a cracker. It's not toast.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not avocado toast, but it's adjacent. And I put up that, and then I put up some sliced tomato on there with a little salt.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it's
good.
Quite tasty.
Same issues. You know, we were talking about bananas, ripeness of bananas.
Yes.
It's a tough, there's a, like a sweet spot there on the avocados, too, because you bring them
yes.
home. Maybe they're not ripe enough. Then they get too ripe. So it's a tricky little
vegetable. I brought home some the other
day
that were just.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit, okay.
That were just too soft.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, you're right. You got to squeeze them a little bit. If you put them in the fridge, it kind of holds them in whatever shape they were in. I did not. I only learned that this year.
Okay.
So then take it out a little bit early, and they will go bad much slower in the fridge. Yeah.
Okay. Learn something here.
It's also National Mutt Day, which makes me think of Reardon in the zoo.
No doubt.
And it's National Raspberry Cake Day. Now, I've never had that, but that sounds delicious.
Hey, not as good as your blueberry pie last night.
Thank you for that.
Because that was outstanding.
That was amazing.
I'm glad you liked it. It's also National Talk in an Elevator Day. Now, I'm not one to chat it up in an elevator. Now, Fred has taken many elevator rides with celebrities. Do you chat it up with these people? Who was it, Fred, that you were in the elevator with? I can't remember.
Oh, it was really tall people. It was the Commodores.
Oh, I love that. Did they say anything to you?
They just humored me.
I was in an elevator at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons with my son, and Lyle Lovett stepped into the elevator.
Oh, that's
and
bizarre.
I'm telling you, he was with a woman that was even more beautiful than Julia Roberts. I'm not making
what?
That up. And I said hi to him. I said, hey, Mr. Lovett, I introduced him to my son. He was super nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I was also in an elevator with Jesse Jackson.
Oh, really?
Kansas City.
Jackson.
Yeah.
But
wow.
Typically, when I'm on an elevator, I'm not super chatty.
Yeah, I don't understand why I need to talk to somebody on an elevator, but if it's a day for
Ted
it, okay.
Nugent. Ted Nugent was a good one.
Oh.
Were you on when he was here? Oh,
studio.
You brought him up.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
And I had to tell him, don't curse. And he said, don't worry.
He knows. He knows the rules, yeah.
Oh, Fred. That's how Fred gets to meet all these people. He gets to go and pick them up. All right, on this day in history, 98 years ago, okay, this is just shows you how far the movies have come. Okay, 98 years ago, in 1928, the MGM Lion roared for the first time at the beginning of the studio's first talking movie. Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a tiger that roars.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Did you
is
know that?
Is that what it says?
No.
It's a lion,
but it actually, the audio is of a tiger,
get
believe it or not.
Out.
I am. That's true.
Maybe we've talked about that.
I don't know if it happened back then, but they did change it.
That's cool. But the first talking movie at MGM was White Shadows in the South Seas, and there was only one word of dialogue in the entire film, and that word was, Fred, do you know it?
Hello.
Bingo!
Oh, my goodness.
Nice
I think
job.
I do this every year.
Did
so
you know that,
you
or were you just
no,
taking a stab? Just,
I guess.
Okay. Oh, nice guess. Okay, this has music. 55 years ago today, in 1971, James Taylor's version of the Carole King classic, You've Got a Friend, hit number one.
When you're down and trouble.
I like a James Taylor, too.
Oh, I do, yeah. too. Now, wrong, yeah. When I was in college, I took a sign language class, and the final was, I know I talk about this every year, you have to sign an entire song. So we all looked for slow songs. And my, God bless her, my friend Sue Crutchell had taken it, that class, the semester or the year before, and she taught me this one. Now, but there were people out there doing Somewhere That Barbara Streisand. You want to go as slow as possible. But yeah, this was my final, and I got a good grade, so thank you.
By the
thank
way,
you, James Taylor.
Serious question here. Can you still sign? Do you remember a lot of it or not?
Not very well. Okay. I could do a few things. Winter, spring, summer,
but
or fall.
I bet
this
it would,
is fall.
I bet it would come back, though, if you like...
Maybe, yeah. If I took another class.
Well, it's like me in Spanish. I mean, I took like 100 years of Spanish, and
same
I can't
here.
Speak a word, but I feel like if I was immersed...
In Spain,
yeah.
I agree. At least we could understand what was happening. You had a musical
I
thing.
I did have a musical thing. Check this out. So this is Billy Corgan, the Smashing Pumpkins, with Barry Williams last night. You knew who Barry Williams
of
is, right?
The Brady
listen,
Bunch?
Yeah, listen. They're doing Sunshine Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And Barry's up there singing with them. I'll be honest with you, it ain't that good of a version. But we all remember of a certain age, this is one of my favorite songs maybe of all time because it just brings joy to your life by the Brady Bunch.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I mean, that just puts a smile on your face, doesn't it?
It does.
But I love that they covered that. The Smashing Pumpkins covered that.
That's
with Barry
hilarious.
Williams. Last, I couldn't find, you know, I looked for better quality audio. There's not great quality audio out there, but I thought it was kind of cool. So there you go.
Did they do it because he was in the audience?
I don't know the
that
backstory.
Can't be part of their set.
No, I think it was maybe just a one-off, but I wasn't sure.
Oh
it just
gosh.
Was kind of trending. I saw something on Twitter and Instagram about it. I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, that's kind
of
great.
You know, this is a big weekend up there. They have Lollapalooza going on. I think it might have even been one of those post-Lolla shows.
Oh,
a lot
okay.
of bands will go to a club after they do their set. And
do Brady Bunch songs.
Apparently so, yes.
Okay. In science news this week, they had a photo taken by NASA's Curiosity rover on Mars, and it's going viral because some people think it looks like an unexploded, quote, alien missile. Someone said that it could be evidence of ancient extraterrestrial civilization. Others think it looks like a crashed spacecraft. I looked it up. Of course, I think that's... I agree with NASA. We'll just say this. And NASA came out and said, yeah, you know what? It's probably just a bunch of rocks. Okay. But of course, it has to be an alien conspiracy. And but you ought to look it up. It is kind of funny. It does look a little odd. I will say that. But it's crazy to think that Curiosity has been exploring Mars since 2012.
That is nuts.
I mean,
wow.
That's nuts.
So it's just been up there roaming around,
yes.
grabbing stuff?
It's huh. crazy.
Matt Damon's up there with it, I think.
That's what I heard. Growing stuff, yes. An artificial intelligence system has created a burger recipe that outscored the Big Mac in a blind taste test. This is a positive use of AI.
I never even thought about that, but I bet
yes.
I can do... Okay, so remember I told you I lost my chocolate chip cookie recipe because the website went down?
Yes.
I bet I can just ask... Chat
AI.
Or, I'm going to
yes.
do that. Man,
what's
I love
the,
that.
What's the name of the one that George and you guys talk
Claude.
About? Claude. Ask Claude. I
okay.
don't even understand Claude. I'm in
I'm
the other
I'm using
worlds.
Mainly Gemini at this point, though.
Yes, that's what I use. Anyway, it creates this burger, and it does better than the Big Mac in a blind taste test. The tool is called Burger AI, and it was trained on 2,216 burger recipes, and it went through billions of possible ingredient combinations. Its goal was to balance taste and nutrition and environmental impact, which should have nothing to do with it, but that's my own
yeah.
opinion. One of the biggest successes was a beef and mushroom burger that was as popular as the Big Mac, but significantly reduced environmental things. So the question is now, do you think that AI is now going to come up with like different menu items? How much?
Sure sounds like it.
I think it might.
Wow. I didn't even think about AI related to food. We may bring that up on Tuesday with George, because that's interesting.
It is interesting. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. First of all, I thought this was interesting. People who are colorblind are less likely to be picky eaters. I guess it's just how it looks. And also, you eating mustard mm-hmm. with a brat. You admitted at one point it was good last night.
It was good.
Wasn't it?
But I missed my ketchup. I did.
Well, they were coming great
back.
Brats.
Paul Hall on entertainment coming up. All right. Well, before we get into the movies here, I am told on good authority, should be Fred, that Paul Hall, who's going to talk movies here and streaming shows, is colorblind. Is this true? You're colorblind?
Well, I'm colorblind, or I guess they technically defined it as color deficient, because there's different colors I can't tell very easily the difference between, like blue and purple, red and orange, sometimes red and green or red and yellow. So like traffic lights, I look for position more than I look for actually the colors. Or if a red emergency vehicle or a yellow light emergency or yellow light vehicle is approaching, I have to really pay attention before I can figure things out. So something I've had all my life, and people always, I had the best question, Mark, as a hunter in the past. I had a former hunter come up to me and go, put his blaze orange jacket on and goes, what color is this? I said, it's orange. And
he's red?
How do you know? I said, I don't know. I just do. You know, it's like, so it's an interesting thing that I deal with every day.
I didn't know that. All right, let's talk movies.
And
ready
I am
here?
A picky eater, so I take the whole survey and it doesn't count for me.
I guess so. All right, let's go to the movies here. Big opening this weekend.
You don't remember me, but we used to know each other. Something bad was going to happen, and the only way to stop it was to make everyone forget about me. Because I'm not just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man. And sometimes Spider-Man has to do the hard thing, even if it breaks Peter Parker's heart.
Nice flowers.
Oh, they're a housewarming gift.
I'm MJ.
I'm just a neighbor from across the hall.
Friendly neighbor.
All right, Spider-Man Brand New Day. Ethan's in here. He's seen it. I've seen this one, Paul. Huh. So we can
believe it or not,
I went to a screening the other morning. How about that?
Then I let you kick it off. I'm going to throw it to you right away because, you know, this is your old gig. Let me have your view.
Okay. I honestly love Tom Holland in this role. I've thought that this is a very strong series of Spider-Man, and it's not like it's the biggest thing in my life. I really like the Into the Spider-Verse, the animated movies, I think are outstanding. Sure. So it's 2.5 hours long. I just thought it meandered. I thought it was highly average. I thought it was boring at the end. These stories are always the same. I do like Tom Holland. I don't know. I'm an outlier here, Paul, because I think Ethan's going to tell you he really liked it. My daughter, it's interesting. My daughter and my son went with me. We kind of agreed. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's a bad movie. I think it's, you know, adequate, if you will. I think it should have been shortened up. And here's one thing I will say. Ethan, we didn't talk about this, but please, for the love of God, if you go to this movie, do not waste your time through the credits, because the end credit thing, it's not even a scene. It's just stupid. Do you at least agree with me on that, Ethan?
It is it's a long wait for something very short. I think it will end up playing. I think there will be significance to it as time goes on.
We'll see.
But I can understand why, if you're not really into the MCU, if you would just be like, what's the point of that?
But you liked it a lot, right?
I thought it was pretty well done. I think all four of these movies have been well done. I don't know if there's one necessarily that stands out to me right now as like being by far better than the other ones.
I love the first one because I love Tom Holland, and I really I like him as Spider-Man. So I think
he's
really
good. It was kind of his coming out party, too.
It was. Okay, Paul, so your take on this.
All right, so here's the deal. For those of you who have not seen the other Spider-Man movies, the first question I had leaving the movie was to someone I knew who hadn't seen the last Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
Could they pick it up? And yes, that person had no problem picking it up. Although they're not overt with like flashback sequences or whatever, it was very easy to pick up that everybody has forgotten who Peter Parker is, including MJ and his best friends. And now he's got to reinvent himself in a new world. However, they don't play that any more than just simply that they don't know who he is. They don't give that a little bit more run, which I wish they would have from that perspective. I will agree 100%. It's a touch too long. They could have chopped out, 30 minutes of the middle and probably made a stronger movie here and brought it together as a tight, cohesive film. That said, I love Tom Holland here. I think he works. Every time he's on screen, he works. I like Sadie Sink, who comes along as a new character here.
Yeah, let me talk about her a little bit. Sue, you know who she is, believe it or not.
How?
She was in Stranger Things. She's Max in Stranger Things.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And
okay.
It took me a while to realize that that's who this was in this film. Now, the thing about it is, and I did like her quite a bit, but I'm confused because she's Jean Grey, and I know Famke Janssen is Jean Grey. So this is going to play into the future Marvel universe with the X-Men, right? I'm guessing.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing that I like the most about this. This is playing forward. It's not necessarily here to make this all-encompassing where Spider-Man ends. This is playing forward as we're going to get mutants involved a lot more in the Marvel Universe. We're going to get things like, Charles Xavier and others involved as we go forward. You're seeing her character, Sadie Sink, at a very young age. As she comes forward,
as Jean
those
Grey.
Of you who know how it progresses, yeah. You know what she's like as an adult going forward. I like that aspect. The scene after the credits, it's getting all kinds of back and forth online as far as who or what it entails and where it's really going. It's a very simple scene. As I would agree with you on that, Mark, but I think there's more significance there than meets the eye.
So one of the things that confused me about this, I love Michael Mandel. He was a great character in Better Call Saul, and he plays Scorpion in this, and he's in it a couple scenes and then just kind of goes away. So I didn't understand why that character didn't have a bigger role. You get the Hulk back with Mark Ruffalo here for a little while. Look, this is going to make a gazillion dollars at the box office. I think that the fans are going to come out in force. Again, I didn't hate this movie. I'm just shocked that I've heard some people say it's the best of all four, and I don't think I could go that far in any way, shape, or form.
You know, I was going through what came out so far this summer, and I would put this in the top three best films this summer.
Wow.
Released.
By the way, I'm seeing The Odyssey tomorrow, so I'm finally going to see it tomorrow
on
afternoon.
Yeah, on Sunday.
So we'll talk about it Monday, Ethan.
That's the one I would put above it.
Okay, what else you got here, recommendations, streaming or otherwise, as we head into the weekend?
Let's jump over. I heard you talking before, about the Smashing Pumpkins and what they did. I'm going to jump over to that before I get back to Murder Central. You know, we have that as well on the agenda. But the Smashing Pumpkins are on tonight. If you have Hulu, those Lollapalooza concerts, Mark, you can watch them live on your Hulu stream.
And I've done that before. It's fun.
So tonight, Smashing Pumpkins is the headliner on one of the stages, Charlie XCX on the other one. K-pop superstar Jenny tomorrow, and Olivia Dean, and then Tate McRae and the XX on Sunday. And those are all free with your Hulu subscription. It's one of the cool benefits for folks who pay for a streaming service to get over and see these cool concerts and see what they're like.
You had me at Tate McRae. I'm just going to turn the volume down on that one, but you had me at Tate McRae.
Let's go to The Murder.
Talented, of course.
She's very talented.
Yes.
Okay, The Murders.
Idaho Murders. We remember this, right?
We talked about it. So we were out last night, our colleague, Jane Duker, who had to leave because she's working for the Attorney General now, but she has started this. And, Sue and I would kind of agree. We have a fascination with this. Paul Morrow, who is one of the experts at Fox, was chiming in earlier this week. So it's going to be hard for me not to watch this just because I have this curiosity with true crime stuff. So have you seen any of it?
I've seen the whole thing,
okay.
And it's all of them are up right now on Netflix for you to take a look. Now, they're calling this the most definitive retelling or tale with this whole case that there's ever been. I don't know if I would go that far. I like the way it's put together from a storytelling perspective. The first episode deals with pre as everything's going down, pre as you get to searching for who did it. Second episode is more of the who did it and dealing with that aspect of things. And the third episode deals with the trial and the aftermath and the people involved. And there's some interesting things along the way, but I don't think there's a whole lot of revelations here for those of you who have followed this case, because this case has obviously been all over the news since it happened.
Well, that was one of the questions I had for Jane, and she did feel like we learned some new things because
we
followed this so closely, Sue. That's what I'm wondering, if we were going to say, okay, we knew that, right?
See, and that would be a disappointment.
Right. But how many episodes?
What I like
three?
There's only three episodes. They're about 45 minutes apiece. What I do like about what they have here is the emotional effect on the kids. And the kids around them, not just the people that lived with them, but the people that went to a class with them, the people that lived down the street, and how certain things evolved. I think it tells a really interesting story, especially in episode one, as you deal with the kind of learning that had happened, some of the missteps that happened. Like, for instance, the kids that are sitting right outside waiting for the police to tell them something hear about the fact that there's been murders that have taken place by the university who tweeted it out before they heard about it from the people standing right there. It's kind of interesting from that perspective on what happens during, you know, these spur-of-the-moment, flash-moment things that go on to go down.
Okay, quickly, don't have a lot of time. Anything else you want to recommend this weekend?
That's the extent of it for me for this weekend. Go back and check out. There's a couple, you know, Lucky's still going on. Cape Fear has just got to the ending. Hopefully that was good for all of you. So there's all those things that are kind of hanging out there, as well as some of the big theatricals are showing up on streaming services. So if you didn't get a chance to see the Super Mario movie and others, those are out there.
I am on the final episode, the finale of Hawk, the Will Ferrell show, which is, I'll use the word I used before with Spider-Man. It's adequate. It's okay. I mean, it does make me laugh occasionally, but it's really dumb. But I guess that's Will Ferrell, but I'm going to finish it probably tonight. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
Colorblind Paul. That's what we're going to call you from now on. All right, right to Frank Cusimano from KSTK. A lot of stuff to talk about, including what's going on, because I've seen some lawsuit stuff out there with this fifth-year eligibility rule in the NCAA. Was there some tweaking that happened, Frank?
Yes. Well, a St. Louis County judge ruled yesterday that Sterling Webb, who was a fine defensive tackle from Westminster Christian Academy, who plays for Mizzou, can play a fifth year. And so Coach Drink signed him to a deal. He took his physical yesterday, and he will now get 5 years of college eligibility. As we speak, Mark Mitchell, the star player from Mizzou's basketball team last year, is involved in litigation and also trying to get that fifth year. I've texted Coach Gates. I haven't gotten a response, but I know he's extremely close with Mark. If Mark Mitchell wants to return to your team, I don't know how you can say no, even if your roster is already filled.
Well, I would agree.
All this stuff is evolving. College coaches seem to come up with the money. I mean, think about Drink's roster was completely filled. Then all of a sudden, you got to come up with six figures for, you know, Sterling Webb. So the money is always there.
But is this something that the universities are going to appeal, or is this it moving forward?
No, the universities are, like, in favor of it. It's the NCAA that they
that
have to fight
right.
in court.
I got you.
And here's the interesting thing. Like, Bob Blitz was the attorney for Sterling Webb, and the case was heard in St. Louis, Missouri. You think you're going to lose that case? Please.
Good point. It's a good point. All right, the Cardinals. There's been no Cardinals trade. Say, look, this has just been, I guess, maybe what we expected. It's been said because the starting pitching, you know, the last two starts by Pallante, Dusty May had a great outing. Leahy's had great outings, but they have just collapsed in the late innings, and the Cubs took, you know, 3 out of 4, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's about the offense. To paraphrase James Carville, it's the offense, stupid, right now. I mean, Walker hasn't hit a home run since the All-Star break. Nootbaar's power numbers are down despite the home run. We can't get our center fielder to hit. The third baseman is not hitting. Alec Burleson has not hit with power. I mean, it's all about the offense. It's the worst in baseball over the last 30 games.
All right, Frank. We are nearing the time. In fact, I think by the time that you join us on Monday, the deadline will either be about to hit or it will have already hit. So this is the final time we can talk this through before any trades are made. A lot of rumors swirling about some different guys. What do you expect the Cardinals to do at the upcoming trade deadline?
Well, I'd be stunned if...
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Lars Nootbaar is on this team on Monday. I would be stunned if Dustin May is on this team. I think it's a little tougher to trade Romero because of the appendicitis. I think Riley O'Brien, maybe that's 50-50. And then the real interesting stuff will be, I mean, do you move players who you really like?
Right.
I mean, you like Ivan Herrera a lot. You like Alec Burleson a lot. But when you have a chance to finish last in your division, which is, you know, there's a distinct possibility of that happening, everybody's on the block. Except the two W's, Walker and Weatherholt. I mean, some people think it's preposterous to even consider Mason Wynn being traded, but I know that J.J. Weatherholt can play short. I don't want to trade Mason Wynn, but if some team is in love with him and they'll give you a future number one or number two starter, everything should be considered.
What's coming up on the show on Sunday night? I'm guessing you're going to focus on some of this.
Yes, we visit with Tony La Russa, the Cardinal manager, who I sat down today. He's in town. And then we have one other story that's going to be unbelievable. He is 89 years old. He is a barefoot skier. He drives Corvettes, cuts wood, and barefoot skis 36 miles an hour. His name is Gene Tucci. He's one of the most interesting guys I've ever met.
That is nuts.
Wow.
You have me on that one for sure. By the way, is Tony doing okay health-wise? Can you tell us that?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this. Because the last time people have seen Tony in town, oh my goodness, what's wrong?
Right, right.
Well, he had to beat cancer. He looks and sounds like $1 million. He's back to the old Tony La Russa telling me I ask bad questions. I mean, everything was just great.
That's great.
That's when you know he's back, right? That is awesome. I never got to know Tony that well, but the one thing I remember is being at a table at a charity event, and Mike Grimm, remember Mike used to work at KMOX, he's in Minneapolis, and Mike had just gotten a cat. He wasn't really a cat guy, and I am a cat guy, and he tells La Russa that he just got a cat, and Tony, straight-faced,
big
he goes,
guy.
What do you mean? He's got one cat? You got to have two. And I'm like, I'm with Tony, but it was so funny because he was dead serious about that, and I have four now, so you can tell him that. Frank, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
Sounds great.
All right, take care. That's Frank Cusumano. Awesome. Well, we'll see what happens this weekend, Ethan. I'm very curious. It's just the big bummer is the offense was exciting. We always thought that the Cardinals could kind of come back in the late innings. Now it's kind of flipped the script. And, you know, I'm excited to see Quinn Matthews. But in order for Quinn Matthews to be on the roster, they got to clear a spot, right? And they haven't done that yet.
Yep, they'll have to clear a spot, which makes you wonder if, you know, they did just add that reliever, Peter Strzelecki, a couple of days ago. So maybe that's a guy they DFA. Otherwise, I think they might try to make a trade before that to open up a spot.
One
of those two things
might happen. Right. All right, we're coming back. Hey, we got a big hour still to come. Kilmeade's going to be with us, actor and comedian TJ Miller at 5:30.
Get more at 971talk.com. Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.